I think people will notice that some cleanup has happened. APM Construction, the general contractor, has been granted access to the site again. My story this week in the Outlook is there's a stop work order in place, but that is about excavation. So no one at that site is going to be digging holes until occupational health and safety is satisfied that all employees and management of those two companies are fully aware of the requirements of digging holes.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's really important here is that project moving forward.
Yes, because it's for seniors. It's adding seniors units to our town, which we need.
What happened in the fallout is going to happen separately of that. Mm-hmm. There is obviously still investigation going on. Not only is occupational health and safety investigating, but I'm pretty sure the insurance companies involved in the houses that are damaged, and there's 15 to 18 of them.
Your article in the Outlook says there's a pretty long timeline for them to actually wrap this investigation up.
Well, occupational health and safety has a 2-year time frame. Whether or not that's going to be completed in that time frame, we're unsure.
But the deadlines are quite far out.
I mean, this is a really serious matter. I mean, it could only be made more serious if somebody died, mm-hmm. which makes it more serious in my books. We cannot take it lightly that we got off on this one without losing a member of our community or anyone being seriously injured.
And it sounds like there were a couple of missteps and we're just kind of lucky that nobody did die. And one of those being that we mentioned last week was the fact that nobody called 911 until after the explosion happened. You've also learned regarding the evacuation that some of the rumors might have been a little bit true.
Workers were going door to door in the neighborhood warning people that there was a gas leak and asking them to close their doors and windows. And there was a smell of gas in the air for a decent amount of time before the explosion happened. What really concerns me about this is why were residents not immediately evacuated? That's what the Canmore Fire Department would have done mm-hmm. had they been called immediately, which is exactly what ATCO Gas says you should do, is call 911. I don't think we have seen in Alberta a gas explosion of this magnitude in a while. This is completely avoidable. This situation should never have happened. Mm-hmm. The fact that the people whose home blew up hadn't arrived yet from Calgary or weren't here.
Or just a roll of the dice there.
That was a roll of the dice. And there was a lot of tiny miracles of each and every person being somewhere in that neighborhood where they were not struck by something that could have injured them or killed them.